5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Very good, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
I flashed a 70-year-old woman.
Were you making egg foo young in the kitchen? I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. There ain't no funny duddies down at Lincoln Path. For the stream length, go direct to DLNGS.org. And the IC channel is LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 999 of the Links Link Sex Show. On the show today, we have Alan.
Hello, everybody.
We have Pat.
Happy spring.
And we have Joe.
Screw it. I'm going home. I'll be back for show 1000.
Here we go. Everybody's here for show 1000, but they're a week too early.
Yeah. 1,000 shows.
1,000 coming up next week. We're going to do nothing much. Just another episode in a long.
We'll talk a bit about Linux.
Glorious episode. Absolutely.
Maybe Joel's house. For old time's sake, we'll discuss CPAP news.
CPAP news. We haven't done a CPAP update in a while.
I know. It's been a little bit.
We haven't guessed what Joe ate for dinner in a while.
Yeah.
Well, he's out tonight at a small group meeting, so.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I guess. He's gotta be picking up something. Not like that,
herpes,
Alan.
Syphilis? Gonorrhea?
No, I meant like maybe McDonald's or.
Hookers?
Burger King. I don't know. He hasn't gone to Burger King in a long time.
That's true. Well, he's probably not at the gym.
Grubhub anything.
Well, no, he's not. He goes to the gym in the morning. Sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I said Grubhub anything. That's what he ate.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be Uber Eats now, I think, because that's what his son's going to be driving for, so.
Right.
Wouldn't you support the old,
try.
Yeah. Exciting
time. His son's going to be driving for Uber Eats.
That's also when you try to get to be the last one of the night.
What, him? So that his son could just bring it in and drop it off?
Exactly.
And be done. Yeah, there
and
you
be
go.
Done.
Yes, Alan, his son, supposedly, as of last week, was planning on driving for Uber.
No. My question then would be, does Joel pay for the maintenance on the vehicle?
I guess he does now. Why not?
I don't deal well with people. In order to, like, just like randomly walking up to people's doors and dropping food off.
Well, if you pay me enough. I mean, they're not going to pay me enough to do it, but if they were to pay me enough.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, but I just don't feel like driving into the projects to drop off food. I had a friend, his brother did that, but, you know, they were down in, like, Flemington, so it was, you know, much nicer area. Didn't have to worry about getting shot because you were delivering food to somebody's door.
You always have to worry about getting shot. I mean, this is America.
Well, yeah, but
at least in Pennsylvania, you could shoot back.
Hey, I'm in Texas, so yeah, I can shoot back. There's Joel, sort of. He was in the channel for a second, then he moved himself to Root.
Who are we talking about?
Joel?
Oh, I didn't even see him pop in.
Does he talk to himself en route, or does...
I think so. Oh, there he is. I think so.
Okay.
Oh.
But, Alan, what have you been up to?
Work.
Playing with Salix. Yes.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Well, just from when the show is on, but mostly work, unfortunately. Now we're back on the hybrid plan, so I got to actually drive back into work. There goes the mileage on my car. It's like, because we were home for so long, I ended up buying a car right before the pandemic started. And now it's like, gee, you know, I've only got 15,000 miles on my car, and it's two years old, going on three.
Consider yourself lucky, dude. Have you gone to see what these car prices with the financing are going with this?
Oh, no. Dude. Even your base model cars are like $36,000 now.
Yeah, yeah, it's outrageous. I don't know how people can afford them.
They can't. Same way they can't afford houses right now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane.
I've got a Subaru as well, and I had to take the Subaru back in January because it had the battery issue that there's a class action suit about. And basically what it needs to fix it needs a new module. It's a DCM module, I think is what they call it. But basically, it's like it controls like the SOS button on the top there and the Bluetooth and shit. And it never shuts off. So it drains the battery real quick. So I had it up here. I dropped it off figuring, oh, it's going to be an easy fix. And they were like, yeah, you'll have it back in a couple of days. So they gave me a Subaru Accent, which is like their top of the line. I'm going to guess it's more of an SUV than most of their other cars. And it was nice. I mean, you know, old leather, all the package on there. And I just gave it back Saturday because the box won't be in until January. And I'm sorry, not January. June or July is when they expect this box to come back in. So basically, they gave me back my car because I was running up too much mileage on that car. But I'm like, you know, if you made me a good deal, I'd love this car. So, but otherwise, I mean, it's like $50,000 car. Like in Subaru for $50,000. That's like insane.
Well, for a while there, even used prices were almost as much, if not more, than new. Just because of the chip shortage.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what's holding up this one, too. Well, I guess they can't find the chips, and supposedly it's a nationwide back order.
Yeah.
Alan, are they pushing to like do manufacturing again in the U.S.? Try to get away from China.
My company always has. We've always manufactured in the U.S. We make the chips and stuff that we use here. Now, right now, some of our stuff goes overseas. It goes back over to Japan because that happens to be where our customer is right now. But when I was at the old company before we got bought up. We made all the Wi-Fi chips, you know, or the cellular chips here. Down in Warren, we made them. But we still have, the company I'm at now, we have manufacturing, well, in our areas, so we have manufacturing in Warren. We're doing some manufacturing in Easton. And we also have a fab down in Texas as well. So we've always manufactured in the U.S. for at least my company.
Well, you're hiring in Texas? Where in Texas?
It is, I want to say it's Allen, Texas.
Oh, shit.
But that's not, is it Allen,
I was
going to
say, I'm in Allen.
Yeah, I'm trying, no, that, Allen is, what's the other fab?
Plano.
Yeah, it's
I'll
it's
bet
right
Allen.
It's right by Allen, Texas. I have to. It's Coherent. If you look up Coherent, is the company I work for. And they are probably hiring, although I don't know exactly what. I know there's a lot of hiring going on.
Coherent Inc.
That sounds right. Yep. That should be the right one. We're still under, we just bought them like a year ago. But so my division is still under the old name, but the overall company name, you know, company name is Coherent.
I hear, I see a Coherent Xeon Flower Mound.
No,
probably not it.
No.
North America, 23 locations. Mexico, United States.
I never go to my own site, so I don't. it's coherent, www.coherent.com. C-O-H-E-R-E-N-T. It may pop up on Google.
And
it may
pop
up with an
IIVI. And I brought up North America, and I'm looking here. It's United States, Coherent Inc., Santa Clara. Salem, Sunnyvale,
that definitely wasn't the site that I was looking for.
Eos Inc., Lakeside Drive, Richmond, California. Texas on it.
Man, can you imagine if you got a job there and Alan was your boss?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I don't do the bossing one real good anymore.
You don't like being in charge, Alan?
I have one direct report to me, and that's more than enough. Which really is it sounds like, oh yeah, somebody reports to us. Really, there's only two of us in my department anymore. So one of us, we drew straws. I got the lucky one to stand in line and take the shit. So why is my brain going blank on the name of the fucking place in Texas? Sherman, Texas.
Like the tank?
I guess that's how it spells. I've never had to really deal with them, so I don't know. I guess that's how you spell it.
There you go, Joe.
You see where Sherman, Texas is.
Bum, bum, bum.
Sherman, Texas. That's far away.
But just tell them that you're really going to need an apartment and a plane trip back to your town every weeknight.
Every weeknight. Yep. Or tell them I need to just work remote full time.
That does happen. They do let some people do that. Depends on what you're doing. Like I said, I think down there that's more of a big fab down there. No. So basically you have to sort of be there.
No, I'm good. I guess I'll stick with FinTech.
I worked with a contractor once who lived in Ohio. This is where his family was, and he would fly out on a Monday morning or Sunday night, and then he'd work, and then he'd leave like Friday and go back home. Fly out and go back home.
Sounds like the stuff that Rich used to do.
Yeah, I'm like, man, that's. I hope they're paying you a ton of money to do that. Because he had to. He was renting an apartment for a bit there. I think he was just renting a room out of a house or something like that. And then he decided to save his money and he bought a boat And so he lived on the boat until his contract was up. Then he sold the boat.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. That's neither here nor there. Who the hell is Joel? I've been waiting for him.
Right? He's en route again.
Well,
he went into audio test. He went into audio test for a minute.
Was he driving
then,
home with on Bumble or something?
Maybe.
Alright. Now, I'll tell you what. I gotta get, like, next paycheck, I'm seriously considering pulling the trigger on a hard drive so that I can get a different distro installed on here. Not that I couldn't install a different distro now, but I would rather just start clean on a little faster hard drive, or a lot faster hard drive.
You can get an SSD for like $20, so...
I know, but I'm the kind of person that I don't like spending money anymore. So, and I just spent a ton of money this past week.
Sounds like my everyday.
Did you buy anything good?
No, but I went places.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, I bought good stuff, but of course, Alan, everything I buy is good, man.
Well, that's the problem with that.
Well, no, I didn't buy anything like big purchase. Did I buy anything big purchase? No.
Just groceries.
Well, yeah, that and food, that was it.
That was like $500.
Your grocery bill's $500?
I got three teenagers.
But is that a week?
No, that's for like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, usually I average about $150 to $200 a week. Maybe. Yeah, usually. Damn kids, man. They each had a house and home.
Right.
Since my wife is back full-time working, and she takes her lunch to school, try and get her stuff, and then the kids eat it all. She doesn't have anything. So I take the methods of hiding it around different freezers, but they keep finding it.
Yeah.
You gotta stop eating. We have home inspection tomorrow.
Are you selling your home?
No. Though it's a quarterly maintenance inspection.
Ah.
So usually what that usually means is they come around with batteries for the smoke detectors and change the air filters.
Who's they? Is it like your warranty company or something?
Well, I don't own this house. I have to.
Oh, you're renting.
Yeah,
they won't.
They don't sell the houses here. We can only rent. But so they come around, and usually, like, I change all that stuff myself. I just usually say, just give it to me. I'll take care of it. And they're like, ah, that's cool. But the property manager's coming around also with them to make sure everything's looking good and if there's any problems that we need fixed or something like that. So the wife gets all paranoid.
And then they can make up their excuse to raise your rent on you.
Or evict you, right?
And she's evict you.
Yeah, we've been cleaning for 2 days. Not that it was like that bad, but it's just doing the cleaning. And
I understand the paranoia.
Yeah. And so we're allowed to have two animals, but we have like eight, if you include the birds.
just a few over the line there.
Yeah, yeah. Because when we first moved in, we had an extra cat, right? So, and then Helena came with two cats, and then Paige dropped off a cat. So we like have too many cats right now. So what I have to do is, we have to put the cats in cat carriers and take them over to Paige's until they're gone. And the birds. My one daughter has birds. She had to take them over, too. It's a good thing.
Because you're only allowed to have, like, a total of four pets, and it sounds like you got, like, eight or 12.
No, no, we're only allowed to have two pets.
And you have like 8 or 12.
We have 8. If you count the two birds, which... Well, and then if you want to count the tarantulas, and then, yeah, then we're looking at 10.
Well, tarantulas, you can always say, well, my God, that's not my pet. It's been walking around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they bring in the exterminators to get rid of all the spiders. And then your tarantulas die.
Yeah, well.
So.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said.
It's an idea.
If you forget to take them out at the last minute, you can always just say, they're not mine.
Is that you, Joel?
And then they kick you out and say, sorry, we have to burn the house down now.
Yeah. Which is the proper response for anyone that has tarantulas.
I concur. Tell them this isn't Australia. We don't invite them inside.
I was going to say, outside.
We only invite the black widows inside. They have their space in the basement.
Well, that's what the lizards are for.
Oh, man, boy. I'll tell you what. My daughter has a monitor. Not a monitor. It's a big-ass lizard. And she had brought it over here for like a week, and it was in the basement.
As long as it's not like a Komodo dragon or something.
No, it's about 2 feet long. Pretty thick. Really docile kind of... I can't remember what it is. It's not a blue skink. It's a hefty lizard. Scared the shit out of the cats. The one cat used to come down like all the time when I was working out. Came down that one time, saw the lizard, freaked out.
Nope, right out of there.
Never came back down. Has not come down in the basement since. Like, I've not seen her down in the basement. She'll stand at the top of the steps, but she won't come down. All the other cats, no problem.
Finally.
There you go, Joel. Happy birthday.
Well, I see that he joined. Can you hear him?
I did hear him, bro.
I'm here. I wasn't talking.
No, I can't hear anything. I see him turning blue, but I get nothing.
Happy birthday, Joel.
Thank you, sir.
Did you get your steak?
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
I did on Sunday. Delicious 8-ounce sirloin.
And Alan got noodles.
Alan got noodles?
Yeah, that was
happy birthday, Joel, and it's Jackie's birthday next week.
Well, happy birthday, Jackie. Early.
You guys are saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
I haven't technically gotten my present yet, but I'm waiting for our income tax refund to get in.
What are you getting?
That's a good question. Right now, it's looking
old.
Like...
He's getting 80. Old.
Yeah. Well, that. Yes. 52. CR10 Smart Pro, I think, is the 3D printer I'm going to pick up. That's my thoughts, anyway. That's the one that has auto-leveling, has direct drive. It also has a light. And it also comes with a webcam, too. Wi-Fi. All the stuff you need. You don't have to deal with the Octoprint. Because you can use the Creality's app. That's the thought, anyway. If the wife's not cool going with that one, I'll go with the original CR10 Smart, which doesn't have the direct drive, but has everything else. But I don't think it doesn't come with the webcam or the light bar. I do like the idea of the light bar, though, so I can see the actual print surface when it's printing. But they're both the same. They're like 300 by 300 by 400. Pretty large build space. Yeah. That's what I think I'm going to get. I'm waiting for that.
Then you're going to print out your Iron Man armor?
Well, probably not. But I probably actually am thinking about maybe doing Mando armor. Because then I can print the helmet in one piece.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually
that'll be a lot of plastic too.
It will. Yeah. I'm toying with the Prusa slicer. One kind of weird thing I noticed with it is even though the filament in there is set to 210, the printer's default is set to 210. I even have a line in the startup G code setting it to set to 210. That line works, but then for some reason on down in the G code, it's lowering down to 195. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but it prints. Well, there are
settings that can do that.
Yeah, and I set everything where I wanted it, but in any event, it does print mostly okay. The top doesn't print as nice at 195, so I ended up once it got started in earnest, I went and just adjusted the temperature on the printer itself, and it seems to be doing okay.
You're talking temperature there, right?
Correct. Yeah, 210C is what I'm trying to print out. This one seems to print well. Most of my PLA I have now seems to print well at 210.
Well, if you're going higher speeds, then yeah, you need higher temperatures.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going necessarily higher speed anyway.
Are you doing faster than 50 ms? Or
I don't what is it, think millimeters so. Per second? I'd have to go back and look at how.
Dang, I got Prusa slicer. I don't do anything slower than like 75.
I try
most of the
not
time
to.
I'm doing like most of the time I'm doing like 125.
Now, if I was patient and could spend $1,099, I'd get the Prusa Mark IV because that thing looks gorgeous. But it's $1,099 and I think 3 to 4 week lead time. So I don't need the Prusa that much, you know. Be nice to have one, but right now I'm printing the pad from Voyager, Star Trek Voyager. Looks a little different than next gen pads. I actually already have a next gen one printed. I just need to paint it and find some graphics I can print out and put on it.
I haven't printed on anything in a while.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I haven't either.
Well, you still have that, what, ANET A8, Alan, or did you get a different one?
I walked down in the basement, that one there. No, I've got the Ender.
Ender 3?
The version 3, yeah. I'm sorry, version 2.
Okay.
Now, somebody near me has an Ender 3, the older model. The original one, on sale for $85 on Facebook Marketplace. Because something's wrong with it, and they don't know what the heck is wrong with it.
Well, they probably don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
Most likely. Either way, though, you can always... I mean, that's a nice base to start with, and you could even swap out a lot of the parts.
I mean, even if it needs another motherboard, that's worth the price. But I just don't need a second freaking 3D printer.
Right.
Yeah, well, I did the upgrade to this one here, and I've been really happy with it.
Yep.
So one time that the auto level I put on there decided not to click the first time when it was setting the first time it moved to the center, on decided to just drive everything down into the bed. Other than that, I mean, I just went back through and I re-leveled everything. I think my kids may have been playing around with it too. They saw the little things, and like I said, my little one, yeah, every knob that you find is something you touch.
Right.
He knows not to touch that now, but that may have been it at the time.
Now, see here, that's you see the differences between the CR10 Smart and the CR10 Smart Pro. The Smart Pro has the flexible metal bed, the magnetic one. It also has a direct drive. The CR Touch, which is basically the same as the BL Touch. Trying to think. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got, which is essentially the board that's in the out of the CR10 Wi-Fi add-on that you can add to pretty much any of the Creality printers. So it's the same, essentially that same board. So I can send prints to it and monitor prints from the app. And both of those have the Wi-Fi. But the main difference is the model has the magnetic bed, the direct drive instead of a Bowden printhead. Specifically, it's that there's an add-on that you can add at pretty much any of the Creality drives or printers, I think. I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's a specific name they have to that hot end, but I think what's the other one? That's it, I think. I know that they've tested this one. I've watched some reviews on the
any hot end on there.
Yeah, this one will print pretty much any kind of filament, ASA, nylon, ABS. Although with nylon or ABS, you probably want to get a enclosure. PETG, of course, and PLA. Anything really, a flexible filament will do real well with it since it's a direct drive and not a Bowden. Less issues with clogs and stuff because it's the direct drive. But that's about it. See, the other thing too, if I look at the proofs of Mark IV, besides it taking longer to get to me, see, there's other things it has. The one nice thing it has is you can swap nozzles really easily. So basically, it's got like a different kind of
nozzle.
Yeah, basically. It's basically there's like a long tube or heat break that's directly attached to the nozzles, or you can basically put any nozzle you want on the end of one of those. And then you can have like good example is you can have one that's 0.4, another one's 0.6. So if you wanted to switch it, you can do it pretty easily. I remember some of the other things that's on that one. I mean, then you can get into real money with if you do the add-on modules like the multicolor module and stuff like they had on the Mark III. There's a whole bunch of stuff it will do that I'd like to have, but it's only a like to. It's like you know, if I had real money, you know, like lottery money, I would go get an Aldi maker for sure. But those are like $3,000 to $5,000, and that's not happening. In the meantime, I gotta go fix it. We gotta fix my son's car because somebody hit him.
On the job?
He was driving. Actually, he extended his shift. All right, so he's heading back home, and somebody drove up beside him and kind of put a small dent, a little bit of a scratch. It's not that bad. Our insurance is gonna fix it. Unfortunately, it's our insurance because the idiot that hit him had no insurance and no driver's license.
Okay, so that would be automatically at fault and you could take it to small claims.
Well, our insurance company will handle that for us. I don't have to deal with it. I'm sure my insurance payment's going to probably go up, but
if the kid's under 25, then yeah.
Yeah, he's 24. So, but you know, it wasn't his fault. He was not cited at all. So, but
no, I mean, he wasn't hurt at all. Nobody was hurt. Right?
No, nobody's hurt. No, okay. Except for my car pissing me off too. There was an initial thought that because, and this is something my wife wasn't smart doing. She shared that he was on the way home after doing some DoorDash, and at first they were thinking like, uh-oh, we may not be able to cover it because you're doing that. But in our plan, I think if you're door dashing, that's probably okay. It's only if you're like being an Uber driver, like driving people around, that you have to, they actually have an add-on that you can get to your insurance so that if you get in an accident, that both you and your passengers covered, you know, in case the passenger gets injured if you're in an accident. So, but they'll fix it. I'm not, they haven't taken it for the estimate yet. We're going to get it done in the same place that we had mine done at when my wife scuffed the other car. So in his is basically it's one panel. The trim looks fine to me, but knowing my insurance company, they'll probably replace the trim strip. But in a normal situation, like if this was the 80s, they would have pulled the dent out and just did some body work and painted it. It would probably would have cost a lot less than this will cost. But you know, there's another $500 out the window because that's my deductible. But and I'm sure that probably on down the road, if they do end up getting money out of this person, if they're not already in jail or something, then they'll probably make it so that our insurance doesn't go up since it wasn't his fault.
Well, but if he did a hit and run in the accident, well, in the state of Texas, we have a point system and he may.
Right. He has no points.
Well, no, even the point, you'll have a point system against him, and he'll have to do a lot more stuff to even try to get a license.
Nah.
We had a thing in Texas, it was called the Texas Driver Responsibility Program, and what it was doing was hurting people.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was really hurting people because it was supposed to be for drunk drivers, but how they worded it actually screwed over a good 13% of the Texas drivers.
Right.
Because you needed to, it was like the driver responsibility program, they kept using it as a cash cow, and it was finally ruled unconstitutional. But everybody's had all these points and was tickets and stuff, and it wasn't that they were a bad driver. They may have not had their insurance card when they, or the cop wouldn't let you do the insurance card on your phone when you got pulled over, and so you got those points against you, and they built up, and you had to pay, I think it was, depending on what the offense was, you had to pay for so many years, every year you had to pay a fee on top of it, and a lot of people could not afford an extra $1,000 a year just to keep their license.
Well, yeah, then, of course, since my birthday was this week, too, we also had to pay, like, the $100-something... It was like $132 for both cars, stickers. One of these years, I just need to pay for. I think you can go up to 4 years, but it would cost quite a bit of money to do that. But the cool thing that Ohio has done is they do have these like little kiosks, so you don't have to go wait in the line if you have a normal plate, like it's on my son's car. I can do that all day with his. With mine, since I have the amateur radio plates on my car, Ohio's stupid in that they want you to produce a paper copy of your license. But since I got my last renewal, which I actually just renewed today, hasn't shown in the ULS yet, which is that's the FCC system for amateur radio licensing. I forget what date, but they used to send you a paper copy in the mail whenever you would renew. They do not do that anymore. But Ohio still wants to see a printed copy. I'm like, so basically I just print a copy and go in. You know, I literally could fake it. Because they won't even go into the system, even though they're sitting in front of a computer. They won't open a web browser and go to the FCC's website to make sure it's valid. They just look at that piece of paper and say it's okay. So I can get any kind of license, any kind of amateur plate I want with any call sign I want on it, because they're never going to go back to the FCC and check.
Well, see, for us, it's we don't have a sticker we have to put on our front windshield on the driver's side.
Right, inspection.
Yeah, well, registration and inspection, and you can, you have to go do it, but you don't always have to go to the county. What you can do is, as long as it's the month of that it's due, so like mine's due in June, I can go to the grocery store and take care of that, and then just get, all I need to have is my inspection done, and I go get the registration, and it costs me $2 more to go through the grocery store to do it than go down to the county.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, I can 5 minutes from home, 45 minutes and no line, or tons of line.
They've done other things too, though. They did, like, and this kind of came in during COVID. They literally have an online check-in. They used to make you have to use it at the early days of COVID. But now you can go back to the way it used to be and walk in. But it's more your advantage for checking in online. Like, I checked in before I even left the house, all right? Walked in, she's like, did you check in online? I says, yes, and my number's V, blah, blah, blah. She's like, go have the seat down towards the other end. They'll call you in a minute. I sat down. I wasn't even sitting for 5 minutes, and they called my name or called my number. Go up to the window. I paid it, walked out. In and out in less than 15 minutes.
Well, when I do it for the grocery store, I get my printout of my inspection done at the, because it's a set fee and you can do it at any place you get your oil change.
Yeah, it's like Pennsylvania and then, has.
And all I have to do is tell them, I don't even have to show them a picture of my license plate. I just need to tell them the number of my license plate and show them a copy of my insurance and my inspection.
Yep. I don't even make you show the insurance when you get the registration. And they don't have inspection at all. The only thing they do have is they do have a smog inspection, but I think it's only up in Cleveland. So, but that's just the way Ohio is. Ohio did used to make you have to have two plates on your car, too, one in the front and one in the back. But they went to only the one in the back now, which pissed off law enforcement more than it pissed off the citizens. The citizens were like, thank freaking God, I don't have to do that anymore. You know, because in Ohio, every car came, you know, every car you'd buy in Ohio would have that license plate bracket on the front because everyone had to have it. They don't even put them on the cars anymore. The dealership. I guess if you really wanted two plates on it, you could do it if you wanted to, but you probably have to pay extra. Well, but then you can also use, like, I think my plate's like 10 years old. I've used the same plate for years. You know, I don't actually like the new plate, but
I think we keep our plates until the car dies.
Yeah.
We just kind of throw it in the garage.
Right. You know, but I do my vanity plate, which, you know, the amateur radio are kind of vanity plates, and I technically have a vanity call, even though it's my grandfather's call before he died. So, but
I've seen those. It just says for out here, there's nothing really special except for like radio operator.
Yeah, that's what same thing. I mean, the Aries guys almost always get it. Because a lot of times they think it's, I don't know what they think. I like it because it's, you know, it's something that I always put in my car. I don't have to think about it. You know, I have to come up with some wacky stuff. And you know, it's my car. So,
well, you have the, okay. So you could still get your radio operator, but, and you can get it on, we have the vanity plates and those help raise funds and they have different designs and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can get your call. You could even get your call sign as your license plate. If it was,
yep, that's what it is. Yeah.
You can do that. That's a vanity licensing. And then there's a vanity plate.
Yeah, there's technically in Ohio, it's still kind of a vanity plate because, let's face it, it is vanity to want your call sign on your car, but it's cheaper than this. Like, if you wanted to get like OU812 on your plate, you know, or something like that, if that's available.
I can get one that says I'm, and the funds, it's a. nonprofit and help support like animal shelters across Texas.
Yeah, we
or
do that stuff too. Yeah.
Then the state parks, or they have one for horny toads. I'm serious.
TC.
The real thing.
Yeah, but
because they're an endangered species of Texas, so like they have the different ones like that.
We have our fair share of those too. Heck, you can get. You don't even have to be an alumni. You, if you want Ohio State's logo on your license plate, you can get it.
Same here. All the UTs, you can. All of our public colleges through the UT system have the same orange.
Yeah.
And then you can get the specialized to the individual, like we're UTEP instead of UT, which is University of Texas, but that's at Austin, UTMD, all that.
Texas A&M, the Aggies. They're a different color.
They're a private college, though.
Yep.
The UT of A is the, that everybody talks about, is.
I work in higher ed, so I know I'm very clear on all that stuff.
Okay, because, a lot of us all look at it funny, too, especially when we have the Texas Tech and the Aggies, you know, catching hell. The rest of us are just kind of like, oh, it's a football game.
A lot of them are clients, too. I'm not going to say which ones, but there are a lot of schools in Texas that are hosting in the cloud with us.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah,
but Joe and me are from UT of El Paso, so it's UTEP.
Okay.
And it's the oldest college of mining in the United States.
But that's kind of interesting.
Well, that's their logo is the miners.
Nice.
But each one is each UT was originally supposed to be like a college dedicated to one thing.
Right.
And then it just grew.
That's how it usually starts. Each college has their own little fiefdom.
I'm still trying to figure out that whole fun because I've got two at the community and then I don't know what the eldest wants to do yet, but the middle one is trying to get all her certifications done as well so she can be a full ASL translator.
That's awesome.
And then she's been talking to a couple of her family friends because they're legacies and they're willing to help her get into some of like Ole Miss or St. Louis or.
Yep. It's like I thought about maybe going for my MBA or something, but I really have no desire to.
Well, if I won the lottery, you know, I wouldn't mind just getting to go to school for my job. And just to get out of the house, because I like learning stuff. Might as well go learn and have fun with it, right?
If I won the lottery, I would go build a makerspace that has more than one printer in it. Other stuff.
Joe would do the same thing. You need to get out and do some other stuff. And this would, I'm serious. You go get to see people. You get to learn something. You can even just sit in, take the sit in for the class. You don't have to do any of the work. You just do there for the, you're there for the lecture and then you leave. Won't get your bachelor, master's or anything like that with it, but you can go sit in and go, hey, I'm learning something.
I was going to say, in Ohio, there's this thing called Good as Gold. Once you're 65, you can take any class you want at a state school for nothing. The only thing you have to buy is the books. I think it's for nothing.
We're fighting that in Texas.
It's either nothing or very cheap.
Well, they have some of those through the community colleges out here, but the legislative is fighting because the teachers only get paid $50 a semester to teach these classes, and they don't even want to pay the college professors that for the senior. The silver seniors.
Yeah, but yeah, I've got. Let's see, I'd have to think if I want to retire at 65 or not. Probably not.
I'm looking. If we win the lottery, we may leave Texas.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't play very often. I only play when it's big because that's the only only way I would get out of ever having to work again.
Well, I'm going to make sure Joe has his own place that he has to leave the house to go like a makerspace. That's my plan. That way he actually leaves the house.
Well, that's my plan too. In either I build the space near here where I already am, or I would build it on a completely new property with a completely new house where the space is separate.
No, I want him to actually leave and go. I don't need him to hermit too much, which we both know he will.
Hermit too.
Yeah, but
if it wasn't me going to the gym every day, I would not be out of the house.
Well, that's the whole point. I want to get him out of the house just enough that he sees the outside world, fresh air, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm a geek. I don't care about that. But I do like to go camping, which, you know, lottery money means I buy a huge ass RV.
I just want to get through the school system, man. I've got one left. I just want to get through the school system.
There you go. Move right out of where it's so hot you're melting in the summer.
Oh, it was already 90 this week.
I heard.
I actually don't mind the heat. I have a hard time with cold.
Oh, I love the cold.
I didn't grow up around the cold. My winters were 50 and 40, and called that freezing. I mean, I joined the Coast Guard, and they sent me in April to Cape May, New Jersey, and they're sitting there telling me it's short weather, and it's 50-something degrees outside, and my lips were turning blue.
Alan, I got a new radio.
What'd you get?
Nothing fancy or expensive. I got a, what is it? Bofang? Well, I found they had the, it was probably since the last time. I've had it for a while, but, it's the one that's supposed to be 8 watts.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the numbers or anything.
Yeah, I need to go figure that out. UV9SR, I think, or something like that. A kind of cool thing with it, too, is that the battery will charge off of a USB.
That's nice there.
Yeah. It's basically, it comes with a cable that has one end of it's a barrel connector and the other end's a USB. So, but it does have the regular drop-in charger, too.
Okay.
And it came with everything except for the programming cable, which technically I probably already had one, but I ordered an extra.
Yeah, I've got one around here somewhere for I bought one of the 5 or whatever when it first came out. The $25 one.
UVS 9 Plus.
Okay. And I had it thrown around in the car for the longest time.
Yeah,
but I have no. I know I programmed it, but I have no clue where the cable is now. So, whatever's in there is what's going to stay.
And it's supposed to be 8 watts. I got the yellow one. You can get like red or green or silver, and I figured it'd be nice to have one like just to throw in the car, like I did today when we had a storm roll through.
Just kicking the car, and like if somebody steals it, I'm like, ooh, gee, I'm out $25.
Yeah, this one's 30, but he's still, it's better than if I had my my D-Star rig in there. Well, hell, I'd even carry my DMR radio in there just like that. I need to get DMR hotspot at some point. I'm skipping Dayton this year. I'll be in Pennsylvania during Dayton weekend.
The hotspots are good, because that's the only thing I can use here. Because I just, being where I am, I just really don't get out there anywhere.
Well, Well, I was saying some for some reason that all the groups in Pennsylvania has everything tied to one freaking D-Star channel. It's like, that's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot, for some reason, a lot of the eastern part of Pennsylvania, for some reason, a lot of them are 20A. I don't know why.
Yeah. I need to get I need to get my HF up.
It's fun. It's the band's waking up.
That's what I was going to say. About several days in the last month, the 10 meters was actually open for once.
Oh, 10 meters has been open quite often.
Right.
I need to go downstairs and find some old speaker wire that I can throw a dipole together for it.
Yeah, I'm only 5 watts, so I could probably definitely do it with speaker wire if I wanted to do a dipole up. But I
dug up my old Radio Shack.
The
number is. Yeah, the 10 meters.
Yeah, I got one of those too.
Yeah, that's 30 watts right there. So.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Do I actually think I still have that? I hope I still have it. Yeah, because I got one when Radio Shack was closing out of ham radio stuff.
Yeah.
For dirt cheap. But yeah, I should throw that on the car. I could. Well, I don't know. Going through the Turnpike, because I'm heading out to York in May. I graduate school there and go visit the high school and stuff. But I don't know if. Well, actually, I don't think I have the 10 meter whip ahead because I got a CB mag mount.
I was just saying, that's all you need. You cut it down a little bit.
That's right. Yeah, I cut it down, and I was able
to inch or so off of it, and that's good.
Yep. And that'll do that. If I still have that radio, that also does FM, too, so I can use FM 10-meter repeaters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've got a lower sideband, FM, and AM on there.
And upper. I think it has upper, too.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's for 10 meters. That's the
about.
Yeah. I also bought one of those True SDXs.
Oh, yeah, the little dongle thingies?
No, it's a little. Mine's orange, but it's a little HF. It does. This one does 20. Turn it on to figure out. It says 20, 40. 60 and 80.
Nice.
It's a little tiny. It's like the size of, in terms of length and width, it's 3 18650s.
Oh, well, that's the one I was supposed to be. I printed a. Well, you ended up printing it anyway. The microphone for.
No, that was a different one. I still have that downstairs, okay. And you know, I got it put together. I used it like once. Because I never got the microphone done correctly on it.
Yeah, that's
the only thing. It was a nice kit, and they actually have a better one now that actually has multiple bands on it. That was the microbit, I think it was. Yeah, right. I think it was microbit. The Indian guy that puts them together. And my only complaint with the thing was the microphone jack was like a giant 4-pin microphone jack. I'm like, you gave a little tiny. School. Well, yeah, and you know the microphone you supplied with it like fits on the end of a pencil. You know, it's like it's just that, and that's the only thing that like drove me crazy. I mean, the kit was very easy to put together. You know, the instructions were spot on, and then I got to that thing. I'm like, going, what the hell am I going to be wiring up here? By the time I put, you know, I don't have a cable that's even going to be large enough to fit in here that I can lock it down with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, they give you all the connectors and stuff, but it's like, why? Well, you could have got away with the, a little, eighth inch jack connector or something like that and been done, or even a quarter inch. And you still would have had way too big of a, connector for it, but.
Well, that's like, I would love to get one of those R-Finder, Android-based DMR FM radios.
Yeah, but, they're too expensive.
Well, they're $800, not to mention the fact, but the device is like, got a really old release of Android on it. It's like.
It's like four.
I think they've finally got six on it, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I saw that and I was like, yeah.
Well, for a while, everything had 4.4 on it.
Oh, yeah.
And for a long while, anything you got that wasn't like Samsung or like top end brand new had 4.4 on it. And you can still buy new things with 4.4.
Yeah. It was just you're looking like you're paying $800 for a phone / radio. It's like I want you to like at least upgrade the damn thing.
Like the new R Finder B Plus dual bander. With DMR, 4G LTE, DMR over IP. It's also got the ability to work with FirstNet for first responders. $1,599. That damn thing better come with Android 13. But it doesn't.
Yeah. So it's like I said, it's a great idea, but that's for people who like don't worry about paying their credit cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. For whatever reason that is.
I mean, my whole reason for wanting one is because if I'm traveling, I don't have to fuck around with the code plug.
Yeah.
You just go in there, search for the repeater, and go.
I'm trying to figure that statement out. How do people not worry about paying their credit card?
I have no clue. I mean, it's there's people that like just have like the auto payment set for just like the minimum every single month. And they just,
they max it out and then they just keep paying on it for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Same
That's
kind
insane.
Of, the it same is. Kind of people that say that says the current American credit system affects poor people. I'm like, no.
It does more negatively affect poor people than it does rich people. But that's another discussion.
Oh yeah,
There are many people on ham radio who basically are spending their inheritance on radios and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at some of the you just go through pictures on these people have it's like I've got like eight radios in front of me,
and I'm like, why do you need eight radios?
Yeah.
I have a bunch of HTs around me.
How many computers do you guys have in your house?
I've got four of them within arm's reach, so yeah.
Exactly.
Not one of them are credit.
My computers didn't cost $5,000 a piece, though.
That's true. I mean, I have a bunch of computers here, and I don't think any of them, well, other than like my tower, cost more than like $200.
Right. Then you get the ones that have the towers in their yard.
Yeah, they have an entire tower farm out in the back. And that right there, you're looking at $10,000 on a tower
or more.
Yeah,
because the antenna, you put a nice tri-band HF beam on that.
I knew there was a reason I didn't get into ham.
You can do it cheap, but yes, I have two HF rigs here, but one of them costs $599, I think it was, and I got it on sale. And the other one, the one I was talking about here, what did I pay? $154, I think it was.
And two is a reasonable amount.
And maybe I spent another $30 because I ordered the cases from the company at the same time.
And two HF radios is a reasonable amount because one can be used on digital modes while you're using the other one on the phone. That's a reasonable amount. Or you use one for everything and the other one's your backup.
No, some people are enthusiasts. I mean, you're always going to have people that...
Right.
You know, they want an example of every type of radio simply because, well, those radios exist.
But yes. then there's the guys who wants the commercial level, which it really is that when you think about the ICOM, the old ICOM, IC78, 781, that beast that actually had a CRT built into the front of the radio, which is now an LCD. You know,
those are the $5,000 radios. Yeah.
And they have four freaking antenna inputs, and 90% of those that I've seen in an actual ham shack have how many antennas connected to it? One.
Well, if they've got the money to spare.
Yeah. I mean, there are some, like a good example would be like, it's a K3LR, I think. The guy who works up at, not DigiParts, but the one in Ohio. The other one that's in Ohio. It's up by Waldo. He's been on Ham Nation too, but he actually knows how to use a radio like that. 90% of the hams I know of don't even have enough knowledge to know how to use that thing. You know,
it just looks pretty and collects dust over there in the corner after costing them like $5,000-$6,000.
As I was saying, it does look beautiful. But the real hams, and all the hams I know, will buy either buy a used radio or a smaller, cheaper radio, maybe like an IC7200 or 7100, you know, that maybe 1200 at the most on those. It just depends on
which one you get. I would like to get a 7300 myself, but
yes.
You know, I don't have the cash for it, so I'm not going to really worry too much about it.
Yep.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah, so we'll for me, it's the time thing, too, because, you know, I got this magical thing called a job, okay? So what am I doing from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock most days, sitting in front of my laptop doing my job? Okay, can I work radio when that's happening?
Yes.
Sometimes. But, you know, do I? No. And the other part of that is sometimes, depending on which band you want to work, that band's not up and active during the day. It's up in the middle of the freaking night, and there's no way I'm going to do that. Not when I have a job. Now, if I didn't have a job, yeah, I'd probably do that two or three nights a week.
You're close to retirement.
I'm glad you think I'm close.
You're a lot closer than me.
Well... Alan's closer than both of us, so...
No, he's not. He's not going to be able to retire until his last kid leaves the house when he's 75.
I was gonna say, I got another 12 years before I can even think about it.
That's still closer than me.
Yeah. At least I'm hoping I got 12 more years.
Right? So...
get at least a couple of months of being able to go, damn, I don't have to go to work today.
Mm-hmm. And that's the time, like, let's see. Yeah, $7,300 is $999. That's actually not a bad price for that radio.
No, it's just, but like I said, I just don't have $1,000.
And it's a decent radio for that.
But even if I got it, I probably still wouldn't sell the one I have.
See, that's the other thing. It's like 3D printing and ham radio. You literally can use even the old stuff for years and years and years. Like that, like even though I get another 3D printer, I'll use both. You know, sometimes years I'll use both.
Yeah, I could still like probably use my Mono Price Maker Select V2. Which I think it needs another new hot end. And other than that, it's probably good. You know, it's a little bit slower. It doesn't get the precision.
Yep.
But I can use it, and it'll 3D print things, and the nozzle will fall quick.
Put it this way. My other idea was to look at a resin printer, but then I thought I can use a regular FDM for more things than I can use a resin printer because the build surface is going to be bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
less messy.
Yes, And they, now they have mostly that. The other thing with resin is the fumes. They actually kind of got a way to beat that somewhat. Elegoo.
Is it a fan?
No, it's better than that. Elegoo has, depending on which model of printer you get, you can either get a battery powered or a USB powered filter that goes in inside. It goes inside the bubble. Okay, so it's got carbon filter, and it'll filter out all the fumes from the inside out. So, and the filters are like $20.
So it's a fan with a charcoal filter.
Basically, yes.
It's a fume extractor for a soldering iron.
I was going to say.
Yeah, basically, same thing. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, you probably could make one of those work for a 3D printer, too. So, But yeah, and I actually just came across extractors for soldering irons, but then I read it and I thought, I have never heard of such a thing, and I'd probably never use such a thing because
I built one.
They don't bother me.
What, the fumes?
Yeah.
I'm usually in a well ventilated area, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Same. So I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's not something I would buy. Necessarily. Different story on the 3D printer.
Well, you have all those, you know, 12 volt and 24 volt fans sitting around from your 3D printers if you bought a new hotend, like a whole new hotend. And that's what I did. I used one of those and
that's a good idea.
Found an STL online and made my own fume extractor.
That's a real good idea.
Gentlemen, I'm jumping out of here because I've got actually going to the office tomorrow. Yeah, I've got to get into work tomorrow and I got to go finish my laundry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have to go to Newark. That's not a nice place to go.
It's warm. I don't quite go down that far.
I have to go to Garland tomorrow. I have
a chiropractor's
appointment.
They're going to hit you with that little massage gun.
Yeah, for a minute or two, and then they're going to straighten out my back and send me home.
I remember I
need to get that done. Anyway, gentlemen, have a good one.
Yeah. See you, Alan. Talk to you later.
Happy Easter to all who celebrate such things.
Join next week for the 1,000th.
Yes, I totally did not realize we were that close.
Yes, we are.
So yes, definitely next week I'll be on.
Yep.
But good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you, Alan. Now, this Easter, I'm not making the whole dinner. We're going to go to my brother-in-law's. And I'm going to make a cheesecake.
Well, I got my wife's birthday. I don't know what she wants to do. I'm going to have to go look for a cake for her or something. Or cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Red velvet cupcakes.
Oh, red velvet. Okay, I was going to say, if you need a place that has some really good cupcakes, go to Sam's Club and get the ones we got my son for his birthday.
Oh, they're fantastic. We have an actual cupcake place around here. We have a really good actual cupcake place around here, and then we also have Nothing Bundt Cake.
There you go.
And they do Bundt Cakes and they do cupcakes. So. Ooh. And it's pretty good. And the reason I'll do the cupcakes is because the wife doesn't want to, you know, blast the sugar or anything. Cupcakes a little bit smaller, and it's portion-sized, and it's ready to go.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, my idea for... I'm probably going to make a peanut butter cheesecake with Oreo crust... And I've got some...
that sounds tasty.
Yeah, and I've got some of the Reese's eggs. I'm going to chop those suckers up. That's the garnish.
I have a whole bunch of the Reese's unwrapped, the minis, that
there
I use in recipes. That comes out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I also ordered 2 pounds of what I like to call Easter crack. That's the Cadbury mini eggs.
Not the ones with the thing in the middle?
I bought one pack of those because I can't stand any more than that.
Well, I thought they were illegal to get in the U.S. unless the laws have changed.
You're thinking the Kinder eggs.
Oh,
that
had Kinder
the
eggs.
The toys in the middle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we
the Cadbury
got
just had that cream in the middle.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a vanilla cream. You know, that's really all it is. But although you can get chocolate ones with chocolate cream in the middle now or caramel. I'm not buying those ones. I have a strict list of that I buy, and once it's gone, it's gone. I don't have to make a basket for my son. Is we, you know, I say, mom.
We were thinking about maybe getting a pre-made basket for JoJo, but you know, he's 12, and I don't think he'd be that into any of the stuff that you can get in the baskets.
My wife asked Luke if he wanted one because I would have made him one, all right. And he's like, "Nope, I just want the candy." I'm like, "Sounds good to me."
JoJo's a little iffy on the candy. I mean, if we were able to find like some quality Mexican candy or something with
there
some
you go.
Like chili powder, yeah, he'd be well, okay with that.
That stuff's gross, man.
You don't know what you're talking about, Joel. Never say that again. He said it's gross.
The tamarind and chili powder.
Do you
powder?
Want to chew them
no
out?
Way.
I'll let you chew them out.
No way. I don't want that crap.
Oh.
It's quiet.
No, the mango and chili powder candy, man. You can't get any better than that.
Well, that doesn't sound as bad as the tamarind crap. That's the one I'm talking about.
Well, then you don't know what real Mexican candy is. It's okay, though. Dan,
that's
what are you up to?
Me. I'm a damn Yankee. Is he
well,
there?
You don't get a whole lot more North boy than me. Okay, I was born in Alaska. I graduated from high school in Iowa.
Like Popa Rindo, I've tried or Rindo, I can get it here, and I've tried it. No way. I just do not like.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Yeah. Now when I go to Hershey next month, I'm coming home with at least one box of the golden almond bars.
Now, doesn't Hershey have a chocolate with chili in it?
That's a good question. I don't know if they do.
A dark chocolate and chili.
I've had the Tabasco chocolate bars. Those are delicious.
Hmm. Oh, Linden has the dark chocolate and chili? And not Hershey? Okay.
Yeah.
I do like the orange.
Would be fine.
I do like the orange as well. The dark
the
chocolate with the orange peel.
The Terry's orange candy thing. Yeah, those things are good.
Yeah, I just don't eat them very often because they're high calorie.
Yes.
So, I did something really stupid.
Uh-oh.
You compiled your kernel during the show?
No.
Again?
This is a little worse than that. So, I was like, you know what? I'd like to get KVM installed again.
Uh-oh.
I have three systems right now. It'd be nice to just use a KVM. So,
Are you talking a physical KVM or a network?
I'm talking a. You ever use Synergy?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So that's what I mean. But Synergy kind of iffy on, I think with Wayland and all other things. I don't remember. I had problems with Synergy a few years ago. So I read the Barrier.
Yes.
Is
I use Barrier.
And so I installed Barrier on my system here, my Ubuntu machine, and then I installed it on the Arch machine. And I was about to install on the other Arch machine. I went to fire it up on my Arch machine. And it told me that libcrypt 3 was not installed. So I'm like, what installs libcrypt though? This is usually it automatically installs all the dependencies, right?
Right.
So libcrypto is installed by OpenSSL 3. And I had OpenSSL 1.1.
You can get around that just by installing the Flatpak.
Right.
I guess I could, but I was using the Arch package, so I installed libcrypto or OpenSSL 3, which overwrote OpenSSL 1, which really messed up everything, and it made it so I couldn't use Pac-Man anymore.
Oops. That's right. You moved to Arch again, didn't you?
So what I had to do was I went over to the other Arch machine I have, and that I didn't install OpenSSL 3. I was about to, but I didn't. So I went into the cache in there, and I pulled out. Well, actually, I went into the cache on my machine over there. I was going to download it and transfer the package over, but it was in my cache over on this other machine. So I couldn't use Pac-Man to install it, so I had to manually extract it and drop it in there. So I got it to the point where it was recognizing libcrypt, OpenSSL 1 libraries, and I was able to use Pac-Man again. So now I'm back there. The only problem I have now is it seems like I'm able to run Barrier on both machines or on the two machines. The only problem is I can't seem to be able to actually make it connect between each other. Like it says it is, but when I move my mouse to the edge of the screen and try to go over, it doesn't go over to the other.
Did you do the entire setup, tell it the location, blah, 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 give it the proper name?
Yeah, because it says on the client one that is connecting to the server, and the server is running, but nothing's happening. Like, I can't do anything.
Turn off the SSL on all of them. See if that fixes the issue.
See, the SSL fingerprint says it's disabled.
On all of them?
On both of them, yeah.
Okay. And on the server, you did the setup where you go in and you pick the square where the client is going to be?
Yeah.
And you gave it the proper name?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you just stop it and start it on both of them? Stop the server, restart the server, stop the client, restart the client.
Okay, not running. Or barrier is running. On client. Why is stopping?
This barrier is not perfect. Why are you making that?
Why did it take my mouse away?
Because you're on the wrong screen.
It sounds like something I had at the beginning when I tried to get in earlier. I upgraded to Lunar Lobster, and
that's interesting. When I start Barrier on my server one.
Server.
Stop close to your mic.
I gotta stop them both. When I did what you said, Joel, it stopped my mouse from working.
Because it was on the other screen? Or it was trying to get to the other screen and was stuck between.
I don't know. Now I can't get it to do it again.
Jesus.
Like, it just, like, disabled the mouse.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's weird.
But no, and I got the mouse back on the other one. Alright.
If you have client available, like the mouse on the client is available, then kill the client again and that should bring your server back. The mouse on your server back.
No, the mouse Hopefully. On the server was working just fine. It was on the client where it stopped working.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you able to get there from the server?
No. Like, it won't go. It won't go over.
Well, the next thing I would do is a version check between the two. I know you just installed, but make sure they're running the same version.
No, this is 2.4, and this is 2.6. You gotta run the same version.
Hmm.
Can you start it again?
Maybe you need to do a full restart. Maybe you need to run something other than Arch.
I love that. It's like when I first logged in, after upgrading, which I upgraded it after the show last week to 2304 beta or whatever it is now. Mumble, well, this is actually something I've noticed with Mumble on Wayland. The keyboard shortcuts don't work. So I switched over back to Xorg, and then I discovered that for some dumb reason I can't drag myself with my mouse from one channel to the next. So I can select the channel and hit Shift Enter, and that moves me into the right channel, which is bizarre. Granted, it is a beta. It's not going to be a live version until the later this month, but
you can completely kill out the application on both machines and then reopen and then try that way.
Yep.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Other than a full restart.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't suggest during the show, maybe after the show.
Yeah.
Which I guess is coming up soon.
Yeah. 8 fixed my son's 3DS XL this week.
How'd you do that?
Well, before I even thought about it, I ordered a battery and I discovered, oh, wait, there's a different size between the 3DS and 3DS XL.
The new 3DS XL.
Right. But they use the same voltage, so I was able to determine that with the wrong size one, that was the problem. Well, besides the fact of when I said, bring me your 3DS XL, he brought it to me, and the back was poofed out. I'm like, it's the battery.
That's the problem.
That's the battery. And I pulled that little puffy battery out, and that was an issue. So
at least it was just the battery, because I found that most, like, Nintendo products, those ribbon cables, the connectors for the ribbon cables are a lot more delicate than I am.
Yes.
No, not those, not even those, just like the regular ribbon connectors that are on the board when you're trying to disconnect them and reconnect them. They're just so small and so delicate that sooner or later, I'm going to fuck it up.
Yep. Oh, that's one thing I forgot to mention about both of my printer candidates. You take one panel off and the board is right there and it's not so jammed and packed in there that if I have to swap out the board, no problem. that irritating with my current printer, but you know, because like that's why I haven't tore it apart and replaced the fans in it yet, because it's a pain in the ass.
That Mono Price Maker Select V2, I had to change the board on that like 3 times, but at least the whole motherboard assembly and everything in the LCD is like off to the side.
Okay.
So yeah. All you have to do is take off that outer casing and then pop the thing out, disconnect all the different connectors, and then
right
hook it back up. But like three times, and yeah. There was a reason I switched.
Yeah, that gets old. It gets old. That's why I haven't bothered trying to hack around my old mini i3 mini, because I'm just like, why? I'm like, because it has a noisy fan too, but I've tried to see if I can find a kit to add the heated build surface to that, which would make it infinitely more usable. No.
Well, I could probably hook my Monoprice up to Oct4A.
Yeah.
That'd make it a little bit easier for a lot of it.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to set up another spot for another 3D printer and everything else.
Yep. I've been printing more little boxes, not frog boxes, other ones.
I gotta reprint the front latch for one of my frog boxes, and I just haven't done it.
Cracked, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yup. Well, for the rest of the folks that celebrate Easter, happy Easter to y'all. And I think we can be played out, right, Dan?
Good Friday coming up. Don't forget that.
You know what?
Happy Good Friday.
Oh, give me one second. Give me one minute.
Ash Wednesday.
I didn't tell you about this.
What'd you do?
So, I mentioned this last show, but not this past weekend, but the weekend before, we went to GalaxyCon, which took place in Richmond for my daughter's 11th birthday. She wanted to do a meet and greet and get a photo opportunity with David Tennant. So,
well, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah,
I want to do that.
I got to meet David Tennant.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he was. He was so freaking nice. He was great. It was just a good time. My daughter loved it. We saw him speak. He had a panel question and answer. He was really just a delightful person. Also saw John Barrowman there.
Oh, another person I wouldn't mind shaking his hand.
Oh my goodness. We saw his question and answer panel. He was just off the hook, man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy.
He was so entertaining and so delightful. It was great. I was so surprised. It was fantastic. Now other people that I saw there that I didn't, you know, like really interact with or anything. Walter Koenig,
who nice. Is
he's really he's old, man. He's short. He's really short.
Yeah,
but he looked pretty cool. Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, cool.
He was there. Gates McFadden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. What's his name from Clerks?
Jason Mewes?
No.
The big guy.
Hallerman?
Oh, that's not even the same guy. That's not...
I thought you were talking about that guy that lost 300 pounds almost, and then got...
No, not Kevin Smith.
No, not Kevin Smith.
Hold on.
Not Kevin Smith. There was another guy.
Brian O'Halloran. O'Halloran was there. He played Dante.
Okay, yeah. The dead guy.
Yeah, so...
Well, dead now.
Yeah. He what?
Dante is dead, the character. Clerks 3. End of Clerks 3.
I didn't see Clerks 3 yet. I gotta watch. And,
spoiler, Dante dies at the end.
I'll tell you what. The one person that I saw there really weirded me out was Corey Feldman.
Oof. Yeah, that would.
He looked like Liza Minnelli.
Really?
Yeah, he did. but I wish I could have gone up and talked to him, but you know, I didn't want to pay for any of that stuff.
Right.
But while my wife wanted to go up and see Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio talk on their panel, but my daughter didn't want to go, so I went with my daughter walking around while my wife sat through that panel. And then, of course, like halfway through, my daughter didn't want to walk around anymore, so we went upstairs because we were going to see John Barrowman. He was the next one. So next door, they had this fantasy wrestling, fantasy cosplay wrestling, I guess it is. Right? So we sat down in there, and they were like just a few minutes away from a photo opportunity that you could go up into the ring and take a photo for free with Star-Lord, Black Widow, and Jay and Silent Bob.
Not like the real them, but people cosplaying as them.
Yeah.
So I have to say, the Jay and Silent Bob looked really good. They look pretty damn good. They look like the, you know.
And they're bringing a new movie Clerks out, 1, too.
A younger Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. So we took pictures with them. That was pretty cool. I should send that out in an email, but it was a good time.
Yes, you should.
It was a packed day, and there was a lot of people there.
I have pictures of me and my son under Mayhew somewhere.
At the what?
With Peter Mayhew, the guy that played Chewbacca.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
And he's dead now, too.
Yeah. I got his signature somewhere.
Yeah, there's going to be another Jay and Silent Bob movie, too.
I know there was
Is there?
Back. I don't know.
If yeah.
I mean, yeah, there was Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Right. I think they're doing another one. I saw
Those guys
somewhere.
Are like 50 or something.
I know. Well, and Kevin had a heart attack, too, so.
Well, that's why he lost all the weight.
Yeah.
Alright, that's all I was gonna say.
Nice.
No, but I used to do the cons and the sci-fi cons and the Dallas fan convention.
Uh-huh.
You know but what though?
They got overpriced, and if you weren't paying for the $400 ticket, then you didn't get to see the stars and you had to stand in line for 16 hours. And we did get to we didn't get to talk to them. But we did get to see Stan Lee for his last trip to Texas.
Ah, that's cool.
Oh, the line was like a mile and a half long.
Yeah. See, that's sci-fi. The sci-fi fandom kind of pisses me off at times. Like right now, I'm a member of like several groups for the Orville. And like every little tiny little bit of possible news about season 4 of the Orville, and they freak out. And every time I go in and read the story, it's like, yeah, nothing yet. It's like, I'm like, stop, all right? And then they're like saying, you know, they're like, every little show they come across that has Adrian Palicki or Scott Grimes, and they're like posting it. I'm like, yeah, they've been around for a while. Yeah, we know that. Stop sharing it. I'm like, and it just pisses me off. I'm like, yes, that you know, I like the Orville, but there is a good possibility it may not get a season 4, and well, I'm okay with that.
Titans got canceled from HBO Max,
right?
But people are expecting it to get picked up elsewhere. We just don't know where right. yet. Probably the same with Doom Patrol. Probably,
yeah.
Maybe.
And it may or may not happen. So I mean.
When you see a purchase like that, that doesn't necessarily mean that all the actors will, you know, continue
on. Correct. That's like when, I think it was ABC that had the V remake, which was quite good if you haven't watched it yet.
When Lex moved from Cinemax to Sci-Fi.
Right.
They basically traded out, you know, some of the actors, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm. But like that one, like they had this group on Facebook. They were like, you know, doing the same kind of shit, and like I got tired of it after a while and left it. I said, and this is like a year after the show left the air, you know, they're still clinging on to faith that it's going to happen. And I'm like, it ain't going to happen.
Well, no,
yeah,
you have shows that come back and with all the original actors and everything.
Yep.
I mean, Red Dwarf did it.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
you see it more with like British shows than you do the US shows.
Yes.
If it goes more than a year from the US, then usually it's dead and gone. But like, you know, Luther, you'll get a big space between seasons. Red Dwarf, you'll get big spaces between seasons. Doctor Who might just go a year or two with just specials. They had a big gap. They brought back at one point, for one of the big gaps, they brought back the original actor, Sylvester McCoy.
Yep.
But, yeah.
But it's just like, you know, I like it, too. That doesn't mean I'm going to sit there and post shit all fucking day.
Then that's obviously not your level of nerd group.
Obviously not.
If you're a fan of the Jay and Silent Bob movies, you know, they talked about those pathetic fanboys that are constantly trying to drop what they think is insider knowledge.
It's just as bad as the Apple fanboys, too. I mean, they're like, oh, the new iPhone's going to have slimmer bezels. I'm like, doesn't that happen every fucking year?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's new about that? You know, it's gonna have a periscope camera. I'm like,
no.
Yes, it's got a different looking camera. Okay, all right.
It's not gonna have a periscope camera. They break too easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and other things like that. You know, and
they'll
like,
be so innovative. Well, but they won't be the first person to have done a periscope camera.
They're like, we might hear more about the Apple's VR headset. And I'm like...
And how brave they are for bringing back 3.5mm.
Yeah, right. There you go. That's probably going to happen some way.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
We're off the rails.
I am short.
Oh, my
damn
God.
Right here.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? With my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
You were making egg foo young in the kitchen, and I was in the dining room having sushi.
Sushi!
Yeah! By the way, Mandalorian was really good.
It was.
I didn't see this week's episode yet.
Ah!
I did.
This won't reveal anything, but Jack Black, Lizzo, and Christopher Lloyd are in this week's episode.
Yeah, I'm only halfway through. I did see Jack Black.
Looking as ridiculous as ever.
Yeah, but he seemed to be having fun.
You know what? That's what I liked about the episode. And I didn't even mind Lizzo that much, even though she creeps me the hell out. It was cute with her and Grogu, but yeah.
Okay, looking here, I'm 11 minutes in on a 44-minute episode, so I'm 1/4 of the way in.
Ooh. The end is pretty good.
Hey, you big jerk. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's just quiet. Went out and there's a Korean noodle place that opened up by me. So went out and got a bowl of ramen and enjoyed myself.
That's awesome. Was it busy?
No, we get takeout all the time, so call in and 15 minutes later it's they have it waiting there for you and bring it home and put it all together. I don't really eat out too much anymore. And going to sitting down in places. Actually, this one doesn't even do. They have chairs, but they don't. They were tables, but they took away the chairs. I guess they're not really interested in having people sit down inside there right now.
Maybe they saw you coming up to the door, and they're like, "Get rid of the chairs."
Could be.
Whoa! Old Joel said he's going to be late today.
Is he late dinner or is he? No, he's probably at church.
No, he's got like a church group.
I think he goes to Bible study on Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's some new like small group thing or whatever. Oh, yeah, whatever. I love how we get spammers that come in, spam bots that come into the IRC. And are just like, this channel sucks donkey balls. Get on IRCD.chat, TCP direct. For the real shit.
I thought I had an IRC client on this machine, but I guess I don't.
What is it running?
Salinux? Salix? S-A-L-I-X.
What is that off of? I've heard of
that's
it.
That's based off of my brain just went blank. Give me a moment, it'll pop into my head.
Well, you got CentOS, you got Red Hat, you got Ubuntu, you got Debian, you got Arch, you got Gentoo, you got Fedora, SUSE.
My brain just went, I'm sorry, man. It's just like the age has hit me.
Oh.
I'm going down. It's gone.
Oh, Salix? S-A-L-I-X? Yeah. It's based off of Slackware.
Slackware, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, my brain just...
I can't believe I didn't say Slackware.
Yeah. It's the only one you didn't say, yeah.
Yeah, that was like the oldest one. What an idiot.
But it works. I've been on an old ThinkPad, a T510, and it works really nice. Everything seems to work on it. But, you know, it just has the old Slackware thing. It's like, you know, if you want something that's not already, you know, compiled and stuff for you, you got to break down and do it all yourself. But I don't really mind that much about it.
Using Slack packages?
It does, yeah.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Slack builds. Do you do the Slack build thing,
yeah,
too?
Like I said, I haven't really put too much on here because I really only use it for the stream because I've run out of desk space for all the other crap that's on my that I've got going here. And usually when I have my work from home stuff, my, you know, the my work computer is stuck on my desk, so I really have no room for anything. So this one only comes out for when I do the show. That's it. I could have swore I put one on here the last time I was on the show.
You put what on there?
I could have swore I put an IRC client on here the last time I was on the show. But maybe I was just dreaming. Because, you know... There it is. Yeah. Hexchat is what it's called.
What's it running? What IRC client?
Hexchat.
There you go. I think Hexchat is what replaced Hexchat.
Yeah, I think so.
They pretty much seem to look the same.
And I think I've been on IRC like twice in like the last like 10 years, so.
Back in the day, Alan, IRC was the place to be.
Oh, I know it was.
Now you're just on the Zoom all the time, right? Slack.
I'm not even on Zoom.
That's the way.
I'm the guy that still keeps his cameras on the laptop with tape over top of them. So.
Well, there you go. How's the wife and family? The kids doing?
Doing good. Kids are terrors. My oldest is 7 now, and the youngest is going to be 3 next month. Oh, actually, no. I'm sorry. It's going to be 3 in 2 weeks. Getting it's April already.
Goes fast.
The little one's a terror. He's the one I'm going to have. I just had the gut feeling I'm going to have like a first name basis with the people down at the emergency room. Because he shows no fear compared to his brother.
Excited for the summer?
Yeah. Better than winter, but we've been pretty lucky with this winter because we didn't really have too much in the way of snow. And that's always a good thing there. I finally got the snow blower working, and I ran out of gas last year. I didn't put it away, and of course, even though I ran it all the way out of gas, it wasn't quite enough. So I had all the carburetor got gummed up. I got that all cleaned up, ran a little bit of gas through it, got it started, let it run out again, and we never had any snow. So I was like, well, why bother to put gasoline back in it? I'm going to have to take it out again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't think I saw any snow here at all this down here. Maybe like some flurries, but that was about it.
Although I hope I haven't like jinxed myself, because I've got the bolt now, so I have to plug it in at night. And I bought this little like sort of like a cover that went over the charging port, so that it kept the snow and the rain and stuff out, and so it didn't ice up, because I had that problem last year. A little bit of ice got in there, water got in the disconnect. It was like I had to like wait for the sun to come up and warm up the connector so I can unplug the car. So I finally took that off. I'm like, yeah, probably just we're going to get a snowstorm now, as I took that off.
Huh.
So hopefully that doesn't come true.
Do you still go into the office?
Yeah, we do a hybrid now. It's like 3 days a week. I made a start doing that from the beginning of the year.
Wait, where is your office?
Down in Warren. About an hour away.
How's the traffic on 22 these days?
Well, I do 78 the entire way in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, yeah, it goes from it sucks to sometimes you get in that in-between group of cars and you can just like set the cruise control and just, relax and drive all the way in. And then you leave, 2 minutes later the next day, and you're stuck in the middle of truck traffic. So, you don't go over 25 the entire way. But it's been, I have to say, compared to like pre-pandemic, it's actually better. I would say. But not by a heck of a lot, at least. I really don't think by a lot. Not a lot better, but.
Yeah, you see the Jersey Road Rage steroid dudes.
Yeah, they're still there. Almost
causing accidents.
Yeah. And the BMW drivers, one, don't know what signals are, and two, think they're on a racetrack, cutting in and around people. They never went away.
All right, I think it's about time to get this show started. It is episode 990 Murphs.
Murphs.
Hey, excuse me. All right. I don't know if Joe's showing up. Joel said he will be a little late, but we don't need any. Right, Alan?
Sure.
Kids doing the Easter celebration this weekend?
Yeah, we got to go up to my niece's up in Elizabeth.
Where?
Elizabeth.
Where's that?
That's up by Woodbridge. Keep going down to, 206 North? Yeah, it's 206 North. Or is it South? I can never remember. I just know how to get there.
It's better. Like Pennsylvania or Jersey?
And Jersey. And she's got a place up there. It's not hard to get to or anything, but it's a pain in the ass because everything is on street track parking.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, me being the pain in the butt, I like to drive around until somebody moves their fucking car. So I can park it near the building. So I gotta drag the kids and everything.
Oh, wow. That's like right across from New York, isn't it?
Yeah, she's not that far away. There's going to be far too many people in a small apartment there on Sunday.
She made her come down to your place.
Oh, God, no. My place would be even worse.
All right. Let's get this going.